Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, show that gives you all of the latest tech news. From one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. We are back in business, baby. Thank you for all your support. When it comes to Hardwired, we're glad that you guys like that show. And because you like it, we're going to keep doing it. Trust me, we're just getting started when it comes to new stuff, new content. Anyway, news. A couple weeks ago on this show, I told you that Twitter's board of directors were getting together for a little powwow meeting. And in said powwow meeting, they were going to discuss the option of getting acquired by a much bigger company. And by a much bigger company, I just mean a company that has more money than they do. Yes, they are successful, as I mentioned. Yes, they do make a ton of money, like a lot of money, but they don't make enough money. They don't profit enough to actually sustain themselves and compete in the future. So they need a company that does have money to help make them sustainable in the future. Now we're starting to see even more and more options of companies that might be interested in getting their hands on Twitter. We previously talked about Apple, we talked about Google, but now we're seeing Microsoft and Verizon also show some form of interest, and maybe even Disney. To me, it would make total sense if Google was the one to go ahead and sweep up Twitter. If we just look at their track record, they've been trying to give us a solid social network for years and just hasn't worked out. So instead of trying to give us something from scratch and create something, what if they just acquired something that is already established, already has a user base, and is a platform that we already know works? That was successful for them before when they acquired YouTube, right? YouTube was already established, a successful platform. They acquired it, put the Google monies behind it. Now look at the success that it is. What if they did that with Twitter? And the same thing, the argument that I'm going to put here is Google Plus, total shithole. So if we could just... if we could avoid Google buying Twitter, that would probably be the best, because we see what Google's idea of a social network is. So I don't want them to acquire Twitter with their Google monies and then make Twitter a shithole. I like Twitter. So if we could, Google, if you could just not. But I'm curious, who do you guys think is best for Twitter? Who do you hope buys Twitter? Let me know in the comment section below. It is very likely that at Google's event on October 4th, where we're expected to see the Pixel phones, that we also see a new Chromecast. Something that they might be calling the Chromecast Ultra, which is 4K compatible. How about a leaked image? Woo, it's another Chromecast, except there is no Chrome logo on this thing. If this is the real deal, it's obviously been replaced by a Google G. The G branding, as we saw in the advertising images, the hashtag, at least on the statue, made by Google, is a thing that seems to be a theme they're really trying to push for this event. So maybe they are getting rid of the Chrome logo branding and replacing them with the G if this image is legit. Which then leads me to my next question. Are they going to call it a Chromecast? Who knows? Big news coming from Microsoft, my friends. They now say that there are 400 million machines, active machines, that are now running Windows 10. Now, hear me out. This could be for a couple reasons. It could be because everyone just loves Windows 10. It could also be because, for some reason, Microsoft has created this thing, this little Microsoft Windows fairy that flies into people's houses when they're pooping or when they're sleeping, one of those things, and just automatically updates their computer to Windows 10, even if the person didn't consent to the upgrade. So, should we be proud of Microsoft for reaching this number? Or should we just be proud of the fairy for being able to sneak in everyone's houses? If you are a Minecraft fan, you probably already know that in 2019, you are getting a dedicated Minecraft movie. Super cool, right? They're also making a book, apparently. They're working on a brand new novel, a Minecraft novel called Minecraft The Island. Oh, we have a leak of that too. Chapter 1, The Island. My dearest reader, I have woken up today and it seems as if I am a box, made of more boxes. My arms are boxes, my legs are boxes, my head is a box, and yes, even my little peenie is a box. I'm a box man, and I am on an island. Of course, we don't want to give away too much more of that book, as I'm not at liberty to discuss. That's all we got so far. If you haven't heard, Snapchat is now Snap. Snap Incorporated. Snap Incorporated now owns Snapchat. And spectacles. Spectacles are a pair of always connected sunglasses that record 10-second snippets of video, so inevitably you can share those 10 seconds on Snapchat. These things are going to be $130, and as for when they're going to be released, well, we don't exactly know that just yet, but obviously, right off the bat, you're going to compare them to something like Google Glass. I think these are better than Google Glass, actually. First of all, the price is way better than Google Glass. And second, these actually have a purpose. Like, you know why you're going to use these. You know why someone is using these. They have a streamlined purpose, way better than Google Glass. The only problem is they look terrible. Like, somebody needs to tell Snap that these spectacles look terrible and like they were made for little goblin children. Just a heads up. Before we go ahead and answer today's Ask FPT question, it is now time to thank today's sponsor, which is, of course, Velcro. When it comes to cable management, there is literally nothing out there better than a one-wrap roll from Velcro brand. First of all, each roll lasts forever since you're only cutting off pieces as you need them. And just as you would expect with any other Velcro brand products, it's completely reusable. To learn more about one-wrap products and, of course, to grab some for yourself, just click that link in the description below. Today's Ask FPT question is from JJTHC, and he says, if you were not doing YouTube or anything associated with publishing content online, what job would you want to have? Oh, okay, that's easy. So I can't publish content anymore. I'm not publishing anything online. My dream job, I want to be Batman. That's ultimately like my goal in life is just to be Batman. Somehow, some way, I want to be Batman, but I'm not saying let's clear this up. I don't want to save people. You know, like if someone's like kidnapping a child, they like knocked the child over the head, knocked him out, and then they're dragging him into a van. I'm not going to like stop the person, you know? It's kind of like, that's not my thing. I don't want to do that. When they're like, hey, what's your dream job? It's not to save the almost kidnapped child. It's just to be Batman. I just want to get the suit and sit. It's ultimately my goal is just to be Batman and sit. If you want to ask a question and be featured in the next episode of Front Page Tech, just go ahead and leave it in the comment section below with the hashtag AskFPT. And that is the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it a ticket for all things Front Page Tech, updates and tweets from the team. Go ahead and follow the @FrontPageTech Twitter account. And I will see you tomorrow.